Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup this first day of March 2021. First day of autumn, can you believe it? You wouldn't think so with the weather. Well, sports headlines across Australia this Monday morning, the Courier-Mail in Brisbane and the Advertiser in Adelaide. Poppy's a breakthrough, rising Aussie tennis star's epic maiden title. Sydney's Alexei Popyrin will climb to a career-high ranking after he produced a stunning comeback in Singapore to claim his first ATP Tour title. The Daily Telegraph in Sydney, vote. What's the best NRL jersey of all time as the search begins for the NRL's greatest jersey? You can vote on that. The Herald Sun in Melbourne, crystal ball. Experts make big call for the AFL in 2021. Will the Tiger train steam on or run off the rails? Who will make the eight and which coaches will survive? So the experts have had all their predictions. The Northern Territory News in Darwin, Tiger Elisa Morrison says the 2021 Nightcliff side is ready to pounce in the Women's Premier League AFL Finals Series, all happening there in Darwin. The Mercury in Hobart, Young Guns claim Tasmanian Open golf titles as Josh Fuller continued his hot streak, while Kelsey Bennett made it a double for the New South Wales crew at Kingston Beach on the weekend. Canberra Times in the ACT, Black Opal crowd, cap costs Canberra Racing $100,000. No doubt they'll expect the government to bail them out. And the West Australian in Perth, Garcia's shock tactic keeps rivals guessing after Perth Glory coach Richard Garcia produced a first of his own shock tactics in the 3-1 win over Brisbane Roar on Friday night. We'll talk about that loss to the Brisbane Roar during our weekly wrap later in the program. So they're the sports headlines around Australia this Monday morning, as we said, the first day of March 2021. So let's start our weekly wrap with cricket. And in the local Sunshine Coast Association Division 1, well, day one of the Snakes game, the Caboolture Snakes against Tewantin, was washed out the last weekend, but Tewantin was still able to beat Caboolture on the first innings. Caboolture 122, Connor Corlett top scored with 34, but Tewantin replied with 4 for 125, thanks to 55 by Jared Officer. Caboolture, they finish fourth and look forward to the semis next weekend. Division 2, well, Caboolture 153 and Nambour were 1 for 2 heading into day 2 on Saturday, but all out 149. It was a tight game. The Snakes, they finished 8th. Division 4, Coolum 246, Caboolture were 140, evenly poised at the end of day 1, but they were all out for 104 and forced to follow on and then bowled out for 98. So Coolum, they won it outright and on the first innings. Snakes, they finished 8th in Division 4. Division 7, well, Caboolture all out 63 with Kuroi 7 for 107. Kuroi eventually all out for 131. Caboolture collapsed in their second innings to be all out for 45 with Joshua Christensen taking 4 for 4 for Kuroi. Snakes finished 6th on the ladder there. In the under 13 South final, Wamuran, Stanley River 206. Cooper Marshall scored 90. Well done, Cooper. They defeated Caloundra yesterday, 8 for 61. And in the under 12 South, that was won by Caloundra Gold. Now, of course, all eyes this week will be on the men's T20 tour of New Zealand. The Aussies down 2-0 with Game 3 on Wednesday in Wellington. Now, the game will go ahead, but without spectators. Game 4, scheduled for Auckland on Friday, has been moved to Wellington, and again, it will be played behind closed doors. Might be a blessing for the Aussies. The Australian women's team, they're scheduled to travel across the ditch in the middle of March. Let's see what happens with that recent lockdown over there in New Zealand. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back to continue our weekly wrap talking all things cricket here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And listeners, we're talking all things cricket and the Sheffield Shield. Queensland's next match will be against Western Australia on the 6th of March at the Gabba. The Women's National Cricket League, well, Queensland now 1 from 3 after they defeated Western Australia by 9 wickets on Saturday. Beth Mooney was the player of the match, scoring at 73. Georgia Vole was 53 not out, and Holly Furling took 3 for 22. They play Western Australia in their round 16 on the round 16 match later today at Allan Border Field, or game 16. So that'll be later at Allan Border Field today. In international, well, what a bizarre game, and that's exactly what Indian captain Virat Kohli described his 10-wicket win over England. It was bizarre. They smashed the English team inside 2 days. Rohit Sharma hit a 6 to lead India past their target of 49 without losing a wicket. The win was set up by spinner Axar Patel, who took 11 wickets over 2 innings, as India totally outplayed their opponents in the day-night game to take a 2-1 lead in the 4-match series. lot of controversy about the pitch, though. Let's see what happens with the next match. Well, we'll move from cricket listeners to Olympics. And, of course, as the news last week, Queensland's capital has been confirmed as the International Olympic Committee's preferred candidate to host the 2032 Olympics and Paralympics. The executive board, they approved of the future host summer commission's findings. While the host city of the 2032 Games is yet to be revealed, the location could be finalised before this year's postponed Tokyo Olympics. Australian Olympic great Susie O'Neill says Brisbane can absolutely host the 2032 Games because of the city's well-established infrastructure. So be very keen to see how that, I suppose, vote will go. They seem to think it's a foregone conclusion that Brisbane will host, or Queensland will host, the 2032 Olympics and Paralympics. In golf, well, embattled golf legend Tiger Woods has vowed to do everything he can to return to the game professionally in the wake of his devastating car crash. Despite suffering serious leg injuries and undergoing major surgery twice now, Woods is repeatedly determined to forge another phenomenal comeback. And if no, can't keep a top sports person down, I'm sure Tiger will do that. In tennis, well, French Open champion Iga Swiatek dropped just four games in dismissing Belinda Bencic in the final of the Adelaide International on Saturday night. The Polish teenager beat the second seed 6-2, 6-2 to capture her second tour-level title and the first on hard courts. And just like she did when storming to the title at Roland Garros last year, she won the tournament in Adelaide last week without losing a single set. Now, as we mentioned, sports headlines, Aussie Alexei Popryan claimed he's made an ATP title with victory in the Singapore Tennis Open. The 21-year-old defeated world number 46, Alexander Bublik, securing the ATP title with a 4-6, 6-0, 6-2 victory. The major milestone caps a sensational week for the world number 114, who is now set to return to the world's top 100 and better his previous career high ranking of number 87. The devil's number, 13 short of 100, number 87. Top seeds Sander Gillet and Joran Vilingen proved too strong for Australian combination of Matthew Ebden and John Patrick Smith in the doubles final. The Belgians posted a 6-2, 6-3 victory to snare their fifth ATP title as a team. And finally on tennis, listeners, congratulations to Leighton Hewitt, who has been voted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in the class of 2021. Hewitt will be inducted in the United States in July and is the first Australian to be voted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame since wheelchair champion David Hall in 2015. Congratulations, Leighton. Voted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame class of 21, and that will occur in July where he will be inducted in the United States. Fitting reward. Fantastic tennis player there, Leighton Hewitt, and of course, coach of our Davis Cup team. Listeners, we'll go to a short break, and when you come back, we'll talk all things sailing, athletics, basketball, you name it, all things sport, here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports.
This is Monday Sports Roundup with Gordon Allen on 101.5.
And welcome back to our weekly wrap here on Monday Sports Roundup, listeners. And sailing, well, the first weekend of America's Cup racing between Team New Zealand and Italy's Luna Rossa next weekend has been postponed because of the latest COVID-19 lockdown in Auckland. The first two race days, which were scheduled to take place in Auckland next Saturday and Sunday, have been pushed back to provide at least some certainty in planning for all event stakeholders. The challenge is the best of a 13-race series. So, well, let's see when that gets underway. In athletics, well, South African Caster Semenya is going to the European Court of Human Rights to challenge discriminatory rules that prohibit her from competing in certain track events because of her high natural testosterone. The two-time Olympic champion in the 800 metres has already lost two legal appeals against World Athletics regulations that force her to medically lower her natural testosterone level if she wants to run in women's races from 400 metres to 1 mile. The South African's lawyers said there's been a violation of her rights and wants the Human Rights Court to examine the rules. Now, the condition, Semenya, never been publicly released. World Athletics has controversially referred to her as biologically male in previous legal proceedings, a description that has angered Semenya and her lawyers. Certainly plenty to occur there in the future. In basketball, listeners, well, the NBL Round 7 The Kings defeated New Zealand 96-78. Melbourne United defeated Adelaide 82-73. Perth 89 defeated Cairns 69. New Zealand defeated Adelaide 106-62. Melbourne United too good for the Sydney Kings 83-80. South East Melbourne defeated the Hawks 93-76. Wheels come off at the Hawks there. And the Brisbane Bullets, well, they won both their games and now sitting fifth on the ladder after round seven. On Friday, it was 97-91 over the Hawks, with Vic Law scoring 29 points. And yesterday, it was 115-95 over Cairns. Cairns, well, they came out very motivated, put together a strong first quarter, capped off when Nate Joali hit the floor, making a stand to score 7 of his 9 points of the game to help his team to a 28-25 quarter-time lead. But from there on, it was all Brisbane, with Nathan Sobey taking over the contest and was simply unstoppable, scoring 30 points. The end result was a domination from the Bullets over the last three quarters, outscoring the Taipans 90-67 to win by 20 points and claim 6 of the 7 NBL Cup points on offer. They play New Zealand on Wednesday to open round 8, so well done to the Bullets. 2 wins on the trot. They're starting to show some form in the NBL competition this year at long last. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back to talk all things in the NBA and then football here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And talking all things basketball, let's have a look at the NBA, listeners, and in their 111-97 win over the Dallas Mavericks on Friday, led by their offensive juggernaut in Luka Doncic, Aussie Ben Simmons turned in arguably his best defensive performance of the season, strengthening his case for the Defensive Player of the Year. If he can continue to impact games at this level on the defensive end and take home the award, he would become the first guard to win the Defensive Player of the Year since Gary Payton in 1995-96. Let's see the hope that Ben Simmons can continue with his good form. Go the Aussies. After losing 10 in a row, Cleveland made it 3 straight wins, defeating the 76ers 112-109. The win came despite a monster game from Joel Embiid, scored 42 points. The Jazz keep rolling, bouncing back off a loss in Miami to win in Orlando, 124-109. They are now the first team to reach 30 wins. The New York Knicks, 110, defeated the Indiana Pacers, 107. Denver Nuggets took care of business, 126-96 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Washington Wizards, 128, defeated Minnesota Timberwolves, 112, to make it 7 from 8. DeMar DeRozan, with 32 points and 11 assists, led the Spurs past the Pelicans by 3, 117-114, who have now lost 7 of their last 10. And the Dallas Mavericks, 115, defeated the Brooklyn Nets, 98, as we said. So great results there in those matches in the NBA. Well, in football, A-League, match week 10. Adelaide defeated Western Sydney Wanderers 3-2. Western United 4-3 over Melbourne Victory. MacArthur, big win 1-0 over Sydney. Wellington 2-0 over Newcastle. While on Friday night, the Perth Glory defeated Brisbane 3-1 in Perth. Now, Brisbane looking to solidify a spot in the top two, and Perth, they were eyeing a place in the finals series standings. Brisbane produced plenty of moments in the second stanza, but as the Roar failed to find the end product to convert attacking situations, the free-scoring Glory showed no signs of inefficiency, scoring twice in the second half to set up their 3-1 win. Brisbane Roar, they now take on Sydney FC on Saturday the 6th of March at Redcliffe. Roar, third on the ladder. Sydney, well down that ladder this year, struggling to regain the form that they showed, capturing the title. So let's hope that Brisbane Roar can get the points at Redcliffe on Saturday the 6th of March in Match Week 11. In the W League, well, Remy Simpson and Claire Wheeler hit doubles as Sydney FC edged closer to a first premiership in 10 years after blitzing Perth Glory in a thumping 6-2 win. Lena Camus came off the bench to ignite Western Sydney Wanderers' hopes of a final series return following a hard-fought 1-0 win over Melbourne City. Adelaide United, they took another step towards reaching a maiden final series with a hard-earned 2-1 win over Newcastle Jets on Friday night. And Melbourne Victory and Canberra United, they couldn't be split. 1-1 draw there, the full-time score yesterday. Now the Roar, they're in second place on the women's ladder. They take on the fifth place Canberra next Saturday. Next Sunday. So plenty of action coming up in the A-League, the men. They're going to take on Sydney FC next Saturday at Redcliffe. And next Sunday, the second place women's team in the Raw, they take on the fifth-placed Canberra. So plenty to look forward to there coming up in the A-League and the W-League. After our next break, listeners, we'll come back and let's have a look at the English Premier League. Game week 26, Paul Shorter won't be happy. We'll talk about that here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And listeners, we're talking all things of football, a round ball game, an English Premier League game week 26. Well, Man City centre-backs Ruben Dias and John Stones both scored as they beat West Ham United 2-1 to extend their run of league wins to 14 in a row. So bad luck, Paul Shorter. West Brom Albion, they claimed the first win in 8 matches as they won 1-0 against Brighton. Albion missed 2 penalties and had a goal overturned. Might have been lucky to get the one. An early goal from Anwar El Ghazi was enough for Aston Villa to earn a 1-0 victory at Leeds United. Wolverhampton had a 1-1 draw at Newcastle. Crystal Palace and Fulham, they played a 0-0 draw. David Luiz, Alexander Lacazette and Nicolas Pepe were on target as Arsenal came from a goal down to beat Leicester City 3-1. Gareth Bale scored in either half as the Spurs comfortably returned to winning ways with a 4-0 victory over Burnley. Chelsea and Man United, well, each of them extended their unbeaten runs but suffered blows to their ambitions with a goalless draw at Stamford Bridge. And Liverpool, they ended their four-match losing run and moved to within 2 points of the top four with a 2-0 win at Sheffield United. So all happening there in the English Premier League. That was match week, game week 26. AFL. Well, the first lot of AFL in the men's competition pre-season matches were played over the weekend. The trial matches, scratch games, whatever you want to call them. But it's less than a month out from home before the home and away season commences. Now, Joe Danaher sent a scary message as the Brisbane Lions, they cruised to a 47-point victory over the Gold Coast Suns. The Lions, a big-name recruit who's taken part in every Brisbane pre-season session this summer after 3 injury-riddled years at Essendon. Essendon fans, eat your heart out. Start against the Suns, booting 4 goals, 3 behinds from 8 shots on goal while providing great support for his forward teammates. For the Suns, exciting forward Isaac Rankin gave his team a spark in the second half, kicking 2 majors. Fremantle, they recorded a big 47-point win over West Coast. Dewy conditions in Sydney made for a scrappy contest between the Giants and the Swans, a contest that bizarrely ended in a draw. Minor Premiers Port Adelaide comfortably accounted for 2020 Wooden Spooners Adelaide, winning by 52 points. And Patrick Dangerfield moved well as Geelong got their first look at Jeremy Cameron alongside Tom Hawkins in a 2-point win over Collingwood. And Melbourne, they got the win by 11 points over Richmond down there at Casey Fields. So the first lot of AFL in the men's scratch matches all started on the weekend. Interesting results there, but as we said, only trial games and still a month out. Plenty to be done to get ready for the big competition. Now the AFL Women's Round 5 Indigenous Round was contested on the weekend. And after 386 days and 11 matches, Richmond emphatically broke through for its first ever AFL women's victory, smashing a woeful Geelong by 47 points. The Western Bulldogs, they've 4 straight victories and are emerging as a genuine AFL women's premiership threat, 25-point win over Greater Western. North Melbourne, they rebounded from 2 straight losses, overpowered Carlton in the second half to win by 22 points. Ruthless Adelaide, they've joined the logjam of teams vying for a top 2 spot following a 53-point thumping of St Kilda. Collingwood, well, they strengthen their AFL Women's Premiership credentials, shooting to the top of the table with a scorching 35-point win over a wasteful Melbourne. Star forward Chloe Molly was unstoppable with 3 goals as the Pies extended their winning streak to a club record 5 straight victories in the 49-14 result. West Coast, well, they won its first game of the season in thrilling fashion, clinging on to outlast Gold Coast by 1 point yesterday. And Brisbane, well, they ended Fremantle's 11-game winning streak and confirmed its status as a premiership contender, holding on in a thrilling finish to beat the Dockers by 11 points at their Fremantle Oval Fortress. The Lions held the Dockers goalless for almost an entire match before young star Roxy Rowe converted a clutch set shot from 45 metres to cut the margin to 5 points and set up a thrilling finish with less than 2 minutes to play. But Brisbane star Ali Anderson stepped up moments later, converting on the run under pressure to seal a 25-14 win. It was the Lions' first win at Fremantle Oval since 2017. Now, the round six fixtures for the AFL women's have been released, subject, I think, to a certain number of conditions. Friday, Richmond will take on North Melbourne. Saturday, the Giants will take on the Brisbane Lions in Canberra. That's at 10 past 3. Adelaide will take on the Gold Coast Suns, and Melbourne, they'll take on St Kilda. Sunday, March 7th, Carlton and Geelong, Collingwood Western Bulldogs, and West Coast will take on Fremantle over in the West. So let's hope that all of those round six fixtures in the women's AFL will go ahead, starting on Friday with Richmond up against North Melbourne. The Lions, they'll take on GWS Giants down there at Manuka Oval, and Adelaide will take on the Gold Coast Suns. Let's hope that both those teams can come away with some victories. Listeners, up next, the weather, and we'll be back after that with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup. Some technical difficulties there with internet and all sorts of things, but nothing like modern technology. Listeners, before the break, we were chatting about the women's AFL and everything else that was happening with the men's. But let's have a look at boxing, because lightweight boxing stars Teofimo Lopez and Australia's George Kambosos are set to put their undefeated records on the line after agreeing on a deal that has sent shockwaves through the sport. In what is unquestionably the deal of a lifetime for Kambosos, the 27-year-old Aussie is set to become an instant millionaire after signing an eye-watering $2.7 million contract. The extraordinary figure is part of a monster $7.65 million deal involving an emerging player in the world of boxing streaming, Thriller Fight Club, TFC. The streaming platform, which announced itself after broadcasting Mike Tyson's comeback fight against Rory Jones Jr. last year, outbid rivals DAZN and Matchroom Boxing with a staggering $7.65 million purse for the fight between Lopez and Kambosos. Kambosos, $2.7 million, not a bad little deal. In rugby union, well, Super Rugby Australia, round two. Well, the Brumbies, they can sign the Waratahs from New South Wales to their second record loss in as many weeks with a whopping 61-10 stampede in Canberra. The Brumbies, they crossed the line crossed nine times in the rout, winger Mac Hansen notching a hat-trick as the Brumbies alternated between punishing the Waratahs through the middle and out wide. The result brought up the Brumbies' biggest ever win against an Australian opponent in Super Rugby. Closer to home, Rebels' Matt Tamua missed a shot at goal with the last kick of the game that would have pinched the Melbourne Rebels an upset win over the Queensland Reds in a penalty-laden Super Rugby clash. The Rebels accumulated points steadily through Tamua and Reece Hodge and led from the opening minute in the game that featured 32 penalties, but two second-half tries to Queensland hooker Alex Matthey salvaged a 23-21 win for the Reds. Go the Reds! Who watched in glee, I wouldn't have thought so, as Tamua's last gasp penalty shot sailed left of the uprights at Suncorp Stadium on Friday evening. The Reds' win was their eighth straight victory at home and came despite a red card to prop Fayoka Fakatua, who was judged to have caught the head of an opponent in an innocuous tackle with 23 minutes left to play. Round three, New South Wales will take on the Western Force. The Brumbies, they take on the Rebels. The Reds have the bye, but the week after that, the Reds take on the Brumbies in what promises to be an absolute cracker of a game in rugby, Super Rugby Australia. That'll be round four. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back to have a look at Super Rugby in New Zealand, which started on the weekend. All that and more, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports. And Super Rugby New Zealand, as we said, listeners, started on the weekend, and the Auckland Blues, they cut loose with three tries in the second half to beat the Hurricanes 31-16 in their opener in Wellington. Blockbusting winger Caleb Clark and fullback Stephen Petofa both crossed in the first 15 minutes of the second half to overhaul an 11-7 deficit, and centre Ricky Ione put gloss on the win 3 minutes from time for the Auckland-based team. And in the other game, defending champs, the Crusaders, well, they beat the Highlanders 26-13 in Dunedin. Tries from Cody Taylor, Brian Hall, Sivi Reese and Brodie McAllister earned the reigning champions their first 4 points of the season in front of a noisy crowd at the Otago Stadium. Can any of the Crusaders' rivals knock them off their perch? Round two, Chiefs will take on the Highlanders, Crusaders take on the Hurricanes, Blues have the bye. Overseas, though, a revitalised Wales. They remain on course for the most unlikely of Six Nations Grand Slams with a 40-24 defeat of an undisciplined England in a controversial match in Cardiff. Now three from three in the Welsh. Ireland, they defeated Italy 48-10 in Rome on Saturday, so all progressing well there in the Six Nations. And motorsports and listeners, who could forget this weekend? The 2021 supercar season kicked off at Bathurst, where for the first time in 50 years, listeners, a supercar season began at the same track where the prior season concluded, and that was at Bathurst at Mount Panorama. What a great way to start, or end last season, and to start this season at the most hallowed track in Australian motorsport. And just like last season's finale, it was Shane van Gisbergen who emerged triumphant on the weekend, claiming back-to-back victories, the perfect start to his title bid. The 31-year-old veteran is chasing his second supercars crown after winning in 2016. Well, fantastic there with the motorsports. And let's move on, listeners, to rugby league. Wayne Bennett is in secret talks to become the head coach of the NRL's prospective new 17th team, the Brisbane Jets. They want Bennett to call the shots ahead of the 2023 season if theirs is the bid chosen to create a fourth Queensland team. I've reached out to Wayne, we've had talks, Jets consortium figurehead Steve Johnson said. I'm sure that will come to fruition. And what about the bizarre case of the Gold Coast recruit David Fifita? The $10,000 payment, apparently he was invited to the house. He went to the young woman in question and he left his mobile phone in an Uber, entered the home, took a wrong turn, didn't go to the young woman's bedroom, entered the bedroom of her parents and clearly shocked at a 117-kilogram NRL standing in front of them. Father allegedly grabbed a baseball bat. The police were called amid reports of trespassing before it all got sorted out, and it was clear Fifita had indeed been invited to attend the home. Maybe the daughter should have told the parents. Now watch this space as the Broncos' tug-of-war over new CEO escalates, with Melbourne Storm power brokers remaining adamant they will stick to their guns about Dave Donaghy being barred from starting at Redhill until August the 1st due to a six-month non-compete clause. Why? Well, the Storm had been told it was Donaghy who initially contacted the Broncos about the job. Not the other way around. Donaghy maintains the Broncos were the ones who sought him out. The Storm are also shy about Donaghy having insider trader knowledge about the club's recruitment and retention plans. The matter is headed for the courts next week, and as we know, the only winner there will be the solicitors. And, of course, the family of iconic Nine commentator Ray Warren have pleaded for the return of his NRL Hall of Fame ring after it was stolen in a home invasion. Rabs, 77, been calling the game for more than 30 years. He is the revered voice of the game. Was inducted into the NRL Hall of Fame in 2019, the first broadcaster awarded the game's ultimate honour. And as Mark Warren, his son, has said, the scum, please return that well-earned NRL Hall of Fame item for his dad. Trial games, they all took place on the weekend. The Raiders defeated the Roosters. The Roosters defeated the Raiders 26-20 at Seaford. And team sensation Joseph Suaalii scored two tries in his debut for the Roosters. And almost full-strength Melbourne, they defeated Newcastle 30-10. Kevin Proctor, Jamal Fogarty, they were named co-captains of the Titans, and they had a 12-all draw with the Warriors in Lismore. Canterbury Bankstown defeated Cronulla 16-12 down there at Cogra. Kyle Flanagan looked a bit shaky, but no doubt will settle in. The Rabbits, well, they put the cleaners through an inept St George Dragons 48-16 in the Charity Shield match. Latrell Mitchell stood up in that first 40 minutes. He's classy try. Cody Walker, three tries and had a try assist. The Bunnies, they led 32-4 at half time. Good weekend for the Panthers. Rising 5'8 star Jerome Luai signed a three-year deal, and then they defeated the Parramatta Eels 16-6 at Panthers Stadium. Cleary and Luai, as well as hooker Apisai Korosau, were the best for the Raiders. And club veteran Alex Glenn was confirmed as Broncos captain ahead of his testimonial match on the weekend. Didn't go according to plan. North Queensland Cowboys 34 defeated the Broncos 18 down there at Dolphin Stadium at Redcliffe. The signs were promising for Brisbane in the first half, and they led 18-6, couldn't score another point in the rest of the match. No doubt Cowboys new coach Todd Payton will be very, very happy. And the West Tigers, well, they defeated the Manly Sea Eagles at Leichhardt Oval yesterday 52-18. was the Young Tigers Guns who stepped up with Dane Laurie leading the way with two tries, while Adam Dooley, Asu Kapitau and Tommy Talau crossed the stripe. It was Laurie, though, who was arguably the most promising sight for the Tigers. He recently came across to the Tigers after a player swap with Penrith. Listeners, just briefly on this day, in 1888, Ewart Astle, English cricketer, was born at Retby, played nine tests for England. 1904, England regained the cricket ashes against Australia, took a 3-0 series lead against the Aussies. 1921, Australian cricket team completed a 5-0 drubbing of England in the ashes. 1944, Mike Diabo, singer-songwriter with Manfred Mann, was born in Surrey. Certainly some famous songs there. And Roger Daltrey from The Who was born in London. 1949, Joe Louis retired as the heavyweight boxing champion. 1955, Pakistan played India as a five-test cricket series which ended in a nil-all draw. 1958, Gary Sabre scored 365 not out against Pakistan. 1965, the Australian Swimming Union banned Triple Olympic 100-metre champion Dawn Fraser for 10 years over misbehaving during the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. 1969, the New York Yankees, Mickey Mantle, retired after an 18-year career in the American Baseball League. 1974, Ian and Greg Chappell made a 264 partnership against New Zealand at Wellington. 1975, colour television began broadcasting in Australia, proving so popular that by 1978, two-thirds of Australian viewers had a colour set. 1981, Will Power, Australian racing car driver, was born in Toowoomba. 1993, new expansion national hockey team owned by Disney was nicknamed, wait for it, the Mighty Ducks. And in 1994, Justin Bieber, Canadian singer, was born in London, Ontario. Well, listeners, that brings us to the end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM Sports. Don't forget the grapple on Thursday night from 6 o'clock. Looking forward to your company. Have a great week. Enjoy the first week of autumn. Look forward to your company again next Monday on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM Sports.